Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Ooh, yes. Be encouraged. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you.
Standing on shaky ground, you have no time. My. Good morning. Be encouraged. That God truly woke us up this morning. I don't know about you this morning. I just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for another day. Because truly it was you, Lord. Allowed us to be in your presence. You made this day out a reality, too. We thank you, Lord. But it's been so good to know that He is God and He stands for right now for all of us alone. That if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Somebody been around the ministry long enough to know that you're going to need the Lord. You're going to need Him. And needing the Lord, it shows to me it pays off. It pays off because you know everything you do, you give God the glory. You know, I've been around this little short time, but He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. You know, there's some time in my life that I don't understand a lot of things, but I find out that loving Him, He makes things a little plainer for me. He helped me to see things on this side that I wouldn't understand unless He showed it to me. Have you ever been to God? Have you ever been somewhere God revealed something to you? When He revealed it to you, you just sit there and say, sometimes you just say, you know, and then sometimes, you know, some of us, we move and He wants to be still. He wants to be still and watch the salvation of God because His anointing is about to move. His spirit is about to touch. His love is about to move. And all those things start coming together. You know what happens? That you have a praise report. What I'm talking about, even when you're going through, evil is always in the present. You can be doing good, and all of a sudden something just come up and hits you that you can't even stop. Mm-hmm. So right now we see the people going through, Brother Darrell. They're going through. Mm-hmm. They're going through some things. But I love how the Bible do it. Is there anything too hard for God? Mm-hmm. Is there anything too hard for God? Y'all look at this here, then God's service charged us against religious activities, you know, that we call, this is how we do it, being religious, you know what I mean, Reverend? Being religious, yeah. Darren, these are things we've been doing over and over, you know, Mama did it, Grandmama did it, Auntie did it. Daddy did it, you know, but we never seek and see if it was what God wanted. You know, sometimes I find out that there's some things we done that God wouldn't even approve of.
Wow.
But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He allowed us to let us study. Let us go out and read and show ourselves approved unto Him. Mm-hmm. And then watch this. Once you get it, it says workers should not be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
He should not be ashamed. Once he not be ashamed, he'll rightly divide the word of truth. You know, I'm talking about if there'll be some things in there, only like a standard is the love of God. You got to love God when you read His word. You know, a lot of folks they can got tuned real good, brother. They tune it up pretty good. But it ain't how you tune it. The old hell bills.
Right.
It's how you do it.
Yeah.
It's how when you get the feet on that ground. Yeah, it's how you put your feet on the ground. We got all kinds of excuses. I ain't this. I'm just that. And all this. But then you stand before someone. And I'm watching this. Some folks don't get it twisted when they hear this. Yeah. You stand before folks. And God wants you to be strong before the people. And you stand before folks, and sometime or another, the Bible says, suffer not many teachers, Reverend. There's a reason why. Suffer not many teachers. Yeah, because you're gonna be judged for what you do. You can sugarcoat all you want to, my brothers and sisters. Whoever stand and preach and teach God's word will be judged harder because of what you know. Accountability. Don't be so quick to want to jump behind the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know running, but to that mainstream love it because
yes,
you,
sir.
You get pats on the back sometimes, rather. You know, talking about mm-hmm. once in a while, you get pats on the back. And them pats on the back, you like them things. People say you did good. You know what I'm saying? Well, you sound so good to me. You know, oh, man, it has not been for you. But then when you never hear when somebody says, Lord, pray for me. Y'all pray for me. You don't hear that. You know, you hear, thank you. But you never hear something. When you hear somebody don't take it towards Jesus, and don't give it to God, I'm finna show you a person that's finna fall. He's going to fall hard because we cannot do this without God. Well, where am I going to go? Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, humble once again, Lord, with a bow down here, but a lift up heart, Lord, knowing, that, Father God, that you always touch us, Lord, and Lord, whether it's on this side or on the other side, Lord, you give us a place in your home. Lord, let us walk around even this day, Lord, in your garden, Lord, of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, to be able to have a acceptable spirit right now, that we can go and look farther in your word, Lord. So if we walk in the garden, Lord, we ask you to bless us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If there's anything hindering us right now, we just ask you to bind it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hold us, Lord. Walk us through this thing, Lord, we call life, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, because there's a lot of people going through, Lord. There's some people going through right now. Somebody maybe got shot. Somebody maybe going through the COVID. Somebody may be just thinking about what they say down here, even in Texas, that they didn't mess around and lift the ban on the mask. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, wherever was in that situation, Lord, we just ask you to let your heart bless, Lord. We know. You know, things going to change. You know, things going to go back and forth. But, Lord, bless your people be more wise, Lord. That even though they might open up all these clubs, even though they might open up all these eating places, just like it ain't nothing that had never happened before, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless, Lord, with wisdom and understanding. Don't be ignorant, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit guide us, Lord. Let the God of all your people, Lord. See, even the elders, Lord, that the people won't go around them and they think they're all right, but they're passing on to them, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, Father God, bless this ministry, Lord, that it lift up your kingdom, Lord, that it guide your people safe to you, Lord. And, Lord, just want to do your will, Lord. And we ask, Lord, forgive us for any sin we have done, known and unknown sin. Cover us, Lord, with your riches of mercy, Lord. Cover us with your love. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, with the sometime yesterday they were trying to sit there in Texas. They're trying to lift that ban up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not mandatory that you wouldn't mad.
Yeah,
you can't come in here without no mask on. You know, talking about because they lift the ban in Texas.
Yeah.
You hear me? Well, we're going to go a little farther and keep that in prayer, you know. I'm going to keep my eyes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
A little while longer, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just a little while longer. But,
Hello.
Hello. Okay, Remir, I hear you.
Mhm.
Remir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it just you and I? I hear you.
Yeah.
Maybe he got busy.
I think it is still connected.
I was trying to see
was it still connected.
Yeah, it's still connected. I don't know if it's bouncing back and forth, but I believe it's what's going on right now. Yeah, it's done. You know, I'm blog talk sometimes they want to do his own thing, rather than when you really trying to do something, because I don't know how much y'all hear it, Waterco. Did y'all hear anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just shut up. You started talking.
Yeah.
What's it? Did you hear the prayer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you said you were going to wear your mask. In fact, that's when you cut out, when you say you was going to wear your mask. You still.
Okay. No, I was just saying how they booked the mandatory mask that you had to wear in Texas, right? And I said,
I'm going to keep my eyes on.
You know, because some of the people, you know, think they, you know, it can be all right, you know, you just have to...
In the name of Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hear you back.
Well, I'm in a tiny little spot. I don't know what to do. Can I say Luke 11:37. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you bounce. In the name of Jesus.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you said Luke.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes.
Joy. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing.
anybody hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Where
are you starting at today? You say Luke 11?
37.
Oh, that's what the problem is.
Yeah, I really know. I'm trying to give it out, you know, because
you're gonna talk about some woes.
I'm gonna say something. Yes, really, when I say it like this, brother Dad, you know what I'm talking about. You know that the whoever said really, really fight against you when you're trying to do something from the Lord. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
he really say, this is not the norm that we that we have problems, like, you know, when you're trying to serve the Lord. But when you serve the Lord, it's kind of like another, because he fights all the time. Like, he wants to disrupt the whole situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And then, you know, you can go home and get some candy, you know. People hollering and thing, everybody praying. I'm saying that's candy.
Yeah.
You know, well, that word is peak and preach right and talk right. Sometimes you don't want to say a mumbling word. Sometimes you want to be up there and you just, you know what I'm talking about, brother? Somebody said, well, we're not living in that time. Well, we live in the time that folks think they can live any kind of way and serve God. Man, I heard some stuff recently. Oh man, I just took it. I said, wow, man. And folks love it. Folks love it. You know what I'm saying? But when you start doing the hip take souls, when you start trying to hip take souls.
Yes,
I'm reminded when I'm saying this here that, man, we need to pray for the church, man. We need to pray for the church, man. A lot of people, it's so now that anybody can, and it's real, anybody can say anything for the Lord, right? But the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. Don't never get that twisted. Because you hear somebody saying something, don't mean they call. You know, they're not. Because a called person will worry about your soul. Love you so much to worry about your soul, won't be giving you all kind of excuses why they making mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we point them to Jesus. Anytime somebody says, well, I'm just like you, I want to be with you and do that. Brother, when you really line up with God's word, man, you don't want dissuasion. You hear me, brother? You don't want dissuasion. Jesus got busy with right now. He's going to tell them. I hope y'all can hear me, man. Right now, he's going to get invited. Watch this him.
And
he'll accept the invitation. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, boy. With God's love, I really believe that a lot of folks accept an invitation is they only supposed to be around.
Yeah.
Huh? Because of the mainstream. Because everybody's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Man, I quit that long time ago. And nobody could put peer pressure on me to make me do anything, man. Because I love God.
That's right.
You know
what I'm saying?
Because I love God, man. I mean, sometimes you're not going to be light. Sometimes you're going to be misunderstood. Man, you can be doing good, man. And folks will just lie on you, man. Just lie blatantly on you. You know, they're not. And I'm going to tell you something, because they want to assassinate your character. You hear me what I said? Watch this here. And he spoke a certain Pharisee that sought him to die with him. And he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
They got this religious thing going on, right? They got what they did. They know that
normally when you before you go eat, over especially being in most houses, your parents say, "Boy, did you wash your hand? Did you clean your hand before you come to my table? Don't look at my pot. You ain't clean your hand." You know, come and now this time it's more like a religious thing. They got a basin in the coming people house. They got a clean water and they got water for the, even for the mules to drink out of them. But then this time, before they eat, they wash their hands. And they wash Jesus. They said they marveled at him because he didn't wash his hands. Look what the Lord said. And the Lord said unto him, "Now the you Pharisees may clean the outside of your cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of raving and wickedness." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. "You fool, do not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give on to such thing as you have, and behold, all things are clean unto you." Well, he wrote something in. So there's a lot of us, we know how to look good on the outside. Help me, Holy Spirit. We do know how to look good on the outside. But boy, when you've been through the storm, when you've been through the trials, and you've been through some tribulation, man, it's some kind of way you can't remain the same. Either you're going to go the right way or you're going to go the wrong way. But at this time, Jesus said, y'all look good on the outside. Yeah, that straight you got, that hand you clean, you look good on the outside, but your heart is tore up. He called them fools. Is that right about it? He called them fools.
Yes, sir.
And what they do, they look good doing what they're doing, but their heart is not even right. It's not even fixed. They didn't approach him like that because he made both. He made them in the pool. They about to eat. then you have to watch it, Brother Ben, when you're trying to do something for the Lord. You know, you know, that's why I be kind of laughing, remind me of judging. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. Judging somebody in the service. But let me tell you something. But especially when it's religious, you know what I'm talking about? When the thing is, we always did it, Brother Dale. We always did it, Reverend Henry. We always did these things. But is it right, though? Is it kingdom building? Is it to help the kingdom expand his love? That's what it's about, man. When we ignore that, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when we obey God, and don't worry about what people going to say, because we got ceremonial cleansing, but that wasn't he talking about. He's talking about the inside. How are your inside? Are you really honoring him? Are you just honoring him with your lips? Help me, Holy Spirit. Are you honoring him with your lips? Are you honoring him with your heart? Because them things don't go together. Because if you honor him with your heart, it'll turn to an action. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And a man want to be religious, but God told us about being religious. You know, religion is something practiced over and over, you know, to my. And then at this time, that's what they were doing. But he wants them to give a clean heart. I'll help the Holy Spirit. Then he cleans your heart. Now watch how he starts talking to them and trying to make them understand. So, but woe unto you, Pharisee, for your time and your rule of all matters of errors pass over judgment and love of God. Here we go. These ought you to have done and not leave others undone. This is not, they done made him, Reverend, they done made him mad. Now he didn't come in, he's going to start unfolding them now. He's going to show them what they're doing. What it's supposed to be doing, because you want to hang me on the religious thing. Look at here, you want to pay your tithes. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us give in a mess. You know what I'm talking about? We're not giving from the heart. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you can give more and you don't give more. You know, but one thing he said, the love of God. See, the love of God has to be in everything you do, Brother Dorn. But you're not doing it out of the love of God. You might as well keep that, but you just try to give it. Don't offer God something and you have a problem with it. You have to know that the tithing is a command of God. People don't like to hear that. It was meant to be joyful experience. Yeah, it shouldn't be all. Mm-hmm. Man, I got to put this aside and pay my tithe. No, and then when you do it, then he said you do it with a little thing. You know, some of them use plants. You know, they didn't have money. They didn't have money to give. You know, garden, because he did say bring your parents through. You can earn. You know, they got pots. You know, I'm talking about. And it got him in their home, but he told them they need to give a tithe. Jesus was just not beyond the tithe. But he said, in fact, God demands everything. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus was discussing the tithe. He was simply using the tithe as an illustration this point. Can I say it again? He was stressing this because he wanted them not to be so stressing on the religious, on the outward duty. But he wants them to do the time or ceremony from the ritual or the ordinance, Reverend Henry, which are the form of neglecting the inward duty of justice and love of God. I said a long time ago, my brothers and sisters, a long time ago, it's a lot of it in God first base yet. We think we're grown. We ain't got our first base yet because we don't love God. We need to love God, all heavenly hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you love God, you remind them of your walk. You'll be more obedient in your walk, heavenly Holy Spirit. You'll be more obedient in your walk. What I mean by that? When if God is in you, sometimes we have so much crud, so I ain't there yet. Or I need some more time, you know. I need more. I got to do this and this. And I'm going to have to fix it. You can't fix yourself. None of us can.
Yeah.
We can give it to God, though. And I guarantee you, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, if you have faith in what you pray to God for, I believe God will remove it. In the name of Jesus, he will remove it. Look what he said now. In verse 43, he said, woe unto you, Pharisees, for you love the utmost seat in the synagogue and greeting in the market. He said, woe unto the scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you are as grave as your peers not, and then the man that walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of them the lawyers, and said unto him, Master, thus said thou, reproach us also. And he, what did he say? Said, woe unto you also, you lawyers, for you lay man in burden grieves and to be barren in yourself. Trust not the burden with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for you build a sepulchre of the prophets and you kill, and your fathers kill them. I love this part, man, because a lot of people sit on the sideline and they want to question Jesus. And they wanted to see why he was saying what he was saying. But then he was so bold that he could just walk up to Jesus and ask Jesus a question. But let me tell you something. He even looked at them too, because he said all of them were working up a hypocrite. You know, they were trying to tell you to do something, but then they were doing the same thing. We call one thing. If you broke one, you broke them all, right? That's how the law did it, especially. You cannot say you can be saved under the law. We are saved by grace through faith to Jesus Christ. That's how we're saved. We're not saved by the works of the law. Because the works of the law, all it can do is search a man's heart and point out his transgression. But only salvation comes through Jesus Christ. And I know I'm right about it. That's what he was talking about, how they were putting burdens on people when the lawyer. How they try to put people into a hole into something. But let me give you something. So when God gives you that unction to do right, you best believe you don't have to worry about it. He give you this because a lot of people want recognition, brethren. Holy Spirit. some people like to be tripped up. They won't be told they've been warned to get it all the time, or they won't be the one to be lifted up. The only body that should be lifted up, brother, there is God. I know him right now. He said they do it so much, man. They forgot how they even how they killed the father. You know what I'm talking about? And don't let God do this. And a lot of people are trying to right today will tear your character down, brother. They will tear it down. They'll find some kind of way to discredit you. You know what I'm talking about? But then I'm gonna tell you something. I really believe this. You can make them take it back. Help me hold.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you can make them take it back. All you got to do is live holy in sanctification. That's what the Bible says. He said, be ye holy because what? Because I am holy. People hate to hear that. Because they start hearing that, man, I just can't do that. I said, let me tell you something. But if you put your hands in God's hands, you know what I'm saying? If you allow God to give you some help in that. Because this lawyer knew his profession. You know what I'm talking about? But Jesus told him something else, didn't he? He looked at his inward part. You look good on the outside. You hold people to a lot of things, but in your ritual way. And let me tell you something. That's not going to get you in. Now, why y'all watching me not washing my hands? But y'all got a lot of dirt on y'all. That's me holding it.
Yes. Yeah.
You got a lot of dirt on you. And when he said, whoa, he wants you to understand him. Stop and listen to me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want you to hear me when I come to you. You know, that's the way you want to get somebody sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want them to hear you. Look how this finish out. Look how it's going to finish out. Verse 49. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets, help me, Holy Spirit, and the apostles, and some of them they should slay and persecute you. What I just said. That the blood of all the prophets was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? He said, they out there. We know how many prophets maybe got killed trying to carry this bloodstained battle. Maybe they got ran over because they wanted what? Hold up the bloodstained battle, but because of there's nobody out there really want to be saying that they really serve God. Because back then, it ain't like it now. Now everybody want to be a preacher. Now everybody want to be a pastor. Back then, it wasn't the popular thing, brother.
Right.
You wasn't there, brother. It wasn't popular. It wasn't radio. You know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You weren't doing it because you would be getting killed back then. You know what I'm talking about? And it was a requirement, brother. That's why I told y'all earlier. James told us, suffer not many mouths. Some books said, teach us, because we're going to be judged more. And they were persecuting a little different than we are today. They were really killing them back then. They were right about it, brother. They were really, really killing you back then. I ain't talking about no killing you with run you down. I'm talking about they did that, and plus, they stoned you to death.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. For the blood of Abel, unto the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it should be required of this generation. Woe unto the lawyer, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. You enter not in yourself, and them that enter in your hindrance. Yeah. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge and venom and to provoke him to speak many things and lay away for him and seek to catch him. Look at it, catch something out of his mouth. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look at it, that they might accuse him.
Yeah.
Man, you got people, man, sitting right now, sitting around right now, even now in your third month somewhere, waiting on someone to make a mistake. But see, it's a difference. Remember I told you about how he was invited to this, over here to be with this Pharisee? But it's a little different now, right?
Yeah.
When folk invite you somewhere to come do something and listen to something, they invite you to a sin party, right? all here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been boring because they're cussing and fighting and, you know, mm-hmm. we like that stuff. You know, I'm talking about we, when I say we is a body. So I'm talking about some believers mm-hmm. are standing there and listen to all that stuff, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And don't feel no conviction. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And they mess around. They're getting the butt of the joke. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to be aware of what we entertain our body with. Folks don't want to hear that, brother, because they want to judge the outside. Well, you know, I'm just a man, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just a man, Brother Dale. You know, I mean, as I know, Prepper, that's what you are. You know what I'm talking about? But boy, you got a change in your heart. You don't remain the same. And you're not so critical on certain things. They were so critical back then because they was taught how to do religious ceremonies. And Jesus trying to tell them that's not gonna get you nowhere. You can keep all that, all your learning, all your tidying. But boy, if you don't do it from the inside, if the heart ain't clean from the inside, because he wants them to do the quit being so religiously on the outside. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you can look good for a man on the outside. How many of you know the fruit for some food you before? I thought he was this. I thought he was that. But let me give you something. This might not work for God, folks. If you thought he was that and she was that, why you didn't pray?
Yeah.
Let me understand. Because he or she, they need prayer. You know what I'm saying? So they can see themselves a little different. Not pray on them, but pray for them. Lord, help them. Lord, give them strength. Lord, let them see the things that you want them to do to please you, not themselves. Because many times, Reverend, we do things to please ourselves. And God wants us to please him. So I thank God always for his word, Reverend. I thank it for the little scriptures we went over, and I thank God for the. We've been talking about the hospitality, right? We believe in the scripture that goes, he said, go when you go to someone's house in peace. If it's peace, he said, that's when you let you can sit down there, and you can sit there, you can eat with them, you can fellowship with them, but if there ain't no peace there, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you return that peace back to you, and you take that peace and you go off that city and dust off your feet. But Jesus was trying to get his Pharisees some understanding. Somebody believes against religious. Get all these rules that they can't even keep up with, but they want to hold you to it, brother. Have you ever had somebody want to hold you to something, and you turn around, they got a joint in their mouth. They got a sip of gin in their mouth, you know. They got 3-4 wives, you know. Let them tell you, they got 3-4 husbands, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, then they want to tell you how to live. God said we have to pray for them as well for their weakness.
Yeah.
But all at the same time, it's gonna sound horrible when I say this. They need to sit down and be taught. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks can't do the ministry like God wanted to do the ministry. What I mean by that is, a lot of folks don't want to live holy. A lot of folks don't want to live sanctification. Because when you start teaching it, you know it's within, not out. Help me, Holy Spirit. We do sing this song. It's something on the inside, working on the outside. It's all a change in my life. But we know it starts from the inside. And most of it revolves around the four-letter word, love. Love woke you up this morning. Love got you started out. Now, I think love kept us being persistent and getting back on. Because, trust me, I don't know about y'all lying, but mine, it kept, y'all said y'all wasn't hearing me. That's why I was repeating and saying, I hope y'all hear me. Somebody let me know. I did all this discussing God's word. I hope y'all heard everything I said. So I guess I see. I'm gonna say it again. I guess I hear you because I want to give you this. A religious person needs to examine his heart and his life to make sure he or she is genuine. Can I say it again? A religious person needs to examine his heart and his life to make sure the religion is genuine. That's what it's about. He said, "For Jesus had a bad taste in his mouth of false religion. False religion. Because it'll have you thinking what is right, then it like, lean to God for all your strength. Ask God for to help you along the way, and he will. Yeah, I do know it's not an overnight thing, but sometime or another, brother, we got to get up. We got to start claiming it. We got to say, Lord, give me strength." And they have so much hold on you that he got the last say. He don't have the last say. I love the Lord. I really love him. Because if it had not been for God, maybe I wouldn't have did what I did a while ago. Kept on trying to get back on.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm right about it. Maybe I just said, well, maybe God didn't want me to speak today. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe it. He loves what we're doing right now. I believe he loves what we're doing right now, brother. I really believe he's in the midst. There's a message came through by Miss and Martha. Sister Martha. A season for everything. That's all our passage we normally read. Ecclesiastic. Chapter 3, chapter 3, right, verses 1 through 13. For everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven. Yes. Commit to Christ is a daily call that challenges us. To commit to Christ is a daily call that challenges us. You hear me? It says, do all the glory of God. Hey, look at here. Look at what it says. We know him in all our ways. He will guide us in the way we should go. So look at here. Commit to Christ is a daily call. It's not, no pictures of put it down. I guarantee you, if some people that don't think they picked it up and put them down on certain things they're involved in right now as we speak, but they have. They have. They had to put them down so they can put themselves and their spirit into a different conversation. They don't need to be in that. They need to stay away from all that something's going to bind them up into sin. Can I say it like that? Sin.
Yeah.
That's why he wants us to be aware of all that. Because when we commit to Christ, it's a daily call. That challenges us. You know what happens? It makes you start. Something we don't mind challenges, but we don't want nobody challenging our walk. We don't want God to put somebody there to help us in our walk. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
We have another grandma's recipe. Grandma's recipe. Again, Psalms 145 to 1 through 13. Remember the days of the old. Consider the generation long past. Ask your father, and he will tell you, your elder, and ask that they explain to you. And watch this. It would be fair for more tragedy to take where you are falling to perceive the legacy of your faith. And trust in us. God intends that every generation shares with his next generation about the mighty act of God. You know, one time we were talking about that we just had one generation of good mothers and parents, what this world might be. You know, that's what we're seeing right now. That we just have one generation of good parents, a mother or a father, because it can go either way with that, brother, or both. They have this life will turn around. The whole world will turn around. Because what we teach our children today will influence tomorrow's world. Can I say it again? What we teach our children today would influence tomorrow world. And that's right. Who ever thought what happened on the day? I'm going to say this now. What happened January the 6th. Who ever thought that would ever happen? And they just let them walk away, go back to their house, and then find them a couple of days later wanted to do something about it. And I'm telling you that it was going with another way. It's been totally different from somebody else. So, you can't hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, it's back on now. Hello? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
what did
sir.
You miss? What did you miss? Did you hear about grandmama's recipe?
Yes, sir. And right after me and mine, sir.
So. You said that? Okay, let me read it again. Grandmama's recipe. This, like again, I told you this came from sister named Martha. All right? There's a little reading right here I was reading. And it said, it would be far more tragic if we were to fall to proceed the legacy of faith entrusted to us. God tends to every generation share with the next generation about the mighty act of God. About the mighty act of God. Praise God. And then he said this here. I don't know if you heard when I said this. Did you hear this? Did you hear that part? Did you hear what I read there? Can y'all hear me? Hello?
No. You said God intends, and it shut back off. And it just clicked back on when you said, can you hear me? Yeah.
Mm. What about can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for all the things that we have said and done. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to bless everybody who came out. Bless everybody who wanted to be here and didn't come, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to cover this ministry, Lord. Whatever's going on right now, whatever's going on, Lord, let them know that they look at other spirits, look at them on the inside. If you're trying to keep things religion, let it be come to you first, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit guide us today, Lord. Keep us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for A. Martha. We thank you for all the people who came out to listen and Reverend and Brother Bear.
Yes.
We ask you always to keep us, Lord. Lord, bless us as we go a little farther in this day, Lord. Lord, we don't fight against nothing, Lord, but we do ask you, Father God, to give us strength when you want to stand before the people, Lord. And teach and preach your uncompromising gospel, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, I feel a sense of urgency to tell you, if it had not been for you, your Lord,
thank you, Lord.
We will be here right now, Lord. So we thank you for your love,
Lord.
Now remove any stony hearts right now. Remove anything trying to block your word, Lord. Lord, put the peace in front of you. No, it's not a. Every time you hear, I've been a lot of places, and you know, sometimes the humble limit is not over your own head sometimes. But Lord, don't mean the love is not there, Lord. So Lord, touch your people, Lord, with the love. And we thank you, Lord. Because we always pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And
amen.
Really, I don't know, maybe I did that, you know, maybe your brothers and sisters might want to pray somebody, because Lord, it might be my line that keeps shutting out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I hung up and then I called back, and then it didn't cut off no more. So I thought maybe I had a bad connection or something.
Okay. Like I said, thank you, A. Martha. Thank you, sisters and brothers who came out today. You know, we're sorry for the problems that we've been having. You know, we have no ties to what's going on. But I do know that we try our best to present God's word. You know, we don't sound like that. We're now speakers. I'm just going to speak for myself. I know I don't sound like no analyst because we probably perfect doing the most, but we all just give what God gave in our heart. And right now we're in the book of Luke, and we're going through the book of Luke. You know, if God gives you on something, we will, you know, come up where I will, you know, come up. And I ask God, y'all to keep us in prayer. You know, we thank you for everybody for coming out. Thank you for the word and character again. And Martha, you know, we really believe in, you know, how you are showing what you, God has given you to give us. We don't mind letting you know that it came from God to you to give to us, you know. And it's always lined up with our word. It's always giving us the right things to say, you know. So we just thank you. And keep your family prayed up. And as we pray for you, we ask you to pray for us. You have anything? Just off again.
Thank you for the blessing that God gave, you know, through you, through Sister Martha and Martha. Let's just thank God. Continue to pray. Continue to pray.
Oh, yeah. Praise God. What about, well, Dad, can you tell? Or you? Oh. Okay. Reverend, we want to thank God for this, you know, the ministry this morning. Thank God. You know, it had a little bump of dues there, but we made it. We really believe that He's here. And we always will keep praying because we believe when we do it like this, you are. You know, we ask you just to cover us as we leave from this ministry today, Lord. Never leave us to ourselves, Lord. Lord, let us always be in your care, Lord. And Lord, is there anything
just one.